ABC Radio Australia.
Samoa's former Prime Minister and his supporters are still refusing to accept their party's loss of power after April's election and the lengthy political stalemate that followed. Around 1,000 supporters of the Human Rights Protection Party marched through Apia yesterday, protesting at what they say is the disintegration of the constitution. Former long-time Prime Minister Tuilapa Selele Malieilangaui told the constitution that it had been violated by the judiciary. It was the second protest by the HRPP in recent days. A noisy vehicle convoy drove past the court precinct on Friday. The protests follow the HRPP's removal from power after the recent decision by the Court of Appeal to recognise the elected members of the FAST party as the country's legitimate government. Among those at yesterday's protest was Tuia Sawelese Pitaya, who ran as the HRPP candidate in the April election, and he joins me this morning to give us an insight into the party's thinking. Good morning, Tuia Sao.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to say before we move on that the noisy motorcade you referred to in your earlier comment wasn't just past the courthouse. It went right around the island of Upolu.
So it was a full-wide protest there. Talking about those protests, why were you at yesterday's protest?
Because I support the protest and because I can.
And in what way has the judiciary caused the disintegration of the constitution?
Well, in so many ways, it has made decisions that takes the power away, number one, from the head of state, who has the sole power to call and convene parliament. And it has also made changes to some of its decisions that it had made earlier. So when they say that the swearing in of a government under a tent was, first of all, illegal, a few days later, they turn around and say, it's now legal, and they're now the government.
Talking of the head of state, didn't he fail in his constitutional obligation to call parliament within the 45 days of the election?
Yes, but he does have the prerogative to do, I mean, he's got the power to call parliament and for whatever reasons he has to hold off calling parliament until he thinks it's right to do it.
So do you believe that the head of state has unfettered power to call or not call parliament?
That's what we believe.
And could this just be a case of sour grapes that the HRPP just can't accept being out of power after so long?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a case of sour grapes, as you say. I think it's important that people are kept aware of what is developing into people taking and interpreting the law in different in to suit themselves.
Well, some would argue that it was the courts who were interpreting the law and came through and upheld that rule of law. What's your response to that?
Well, yes, it did. But, you know, when you have a judiciary that keeps changing its mind, then there has to be questions asked.
Is there a risk that the constant attacks by the judiciary by Tuilapa and the HRPP could undermine the respect for the rule of law?
Well, they've already undermined the respect for the head of state and the constitution.
Yeah, the Court of Appeals have undermined that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole gist of this whole awareness program that the HRPP is doing at the moment.
But didn't the head of state fail to meet his own duty? He didn't explain why he aborted the call for Parliament to resume.
Because he doesn't explain, it doesn't mean he's failed his duty. We have to, you know, make sure that those words are used in the proper tense and sense. He did not, is under no obligation to give any reasons.
But shouldn't the head of state come clean and explain why, when he held off on that call of duty, if there's no obligation, isn't Samoa a democracy?
If anybody had given him a chance to do that, they would have. But the courts just said, we are not accepting it, and didn't even ask him for anything. And they didn't even consider his recall of his call to convene.
And where will HRPP go from here? Are there more protests planned? What's the end game for the party?
Well, at the moment, there are two main islands of Samoa, as you know. And if you come here, the weather is beautiful at the moment. There are plans to move the awareness program. They're not seen as protests. They're awareness programs, making people aware of the decisions and what's happening within the judiciary. And that's moving to Savai'i this week. And when that is done, I'm sure there are other actions that we as a party and under its leadership will continue to do. It's important that the population, the people who 60% of the country voted for HRPP, that those supporters are given the chance to voice their opinions.
Putting the legal arguments aside, do you accept that FAST did win more seats and is the legitimate government in Samoa?
It's a question of how and when. You know, at the end of the elections, it was 25-all with two independents. Both independents decided to join the FAST party, and one of them is now the prime minister. If they had accepted the electoral commissioner's call for a 6 women seat, it would have made it a 26-all parliament, which meant a hung parliament, and which means that it would have gone back to the people for an election. But FAST didn't want that. They took it to court and twisted things around so that the 6 women's seat would now wait a decision made by the court and never called for by anyone to wait until after all the election petitions. It's something that's never happened in the history of elections in this country.
And just saying, bringing back what you said before, talking when and how. Right now, though, after all of that has happened, the courts have decided that FAST is the government. Do you accept that now, at this point in time, that they won more seats and are the legitimate government?
They're in there because the court said they're a legitimate government. And we've accepted that. HRPP have moved to opposition and that's it.